On Saturday morning, when Maggie drove up to the house, she saw that Mr. Griggs was already up on the roof working, and his 10-year-old son, Warren, was out on the front porch. He was a sweet little boy, and Maggie was happy to see him. As she headed up the stairs, she could see that he was busy playing with something. She assumed it was a toy or a ball, until she got a closer look, and then she almost fainted. The object he was scooting all around the stone floor was the missing foot. Oh, Lord. She had to be very careful how she handled this, so as not to alarm him. She casually walked over and said, "Hi there, Warren." He held the foot up and shook it at her.
"Hey, look what I just found. It's a foot. It's got toes and everything."
He rattled it at her again.
"Oh, yes, I can see that. Where did you find it, honey?"
she asked, trying to remain as calm as possible.
"Down there in the bushes,"
he said, pointing at the boxwood hedge.
"I'm going to take it to school on Monday. I think it's a real dead person's foot."
Maggie smiled at him. "I know it looks real, but it's not." Warren shook the foot again.
"It looks like a real foot to me."
"No, darling, it's much too small to belong to a real person." He held it up and looked at it.
"Are you sure?"
"Oh, yes. You've heard of a lucky rabbit's foot, haven't you?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Well, what you found is a lucky monkey's foot."